I can't offer anything on his process, although it has been a very deliberate one and one in which he has sought out a wide range of wisdom to before he makes the ultimate decision. My assessment of Afghanistan is that the issue has changed dramatically in recent years. I opposed the war in Iraq largely because I thought Afghanistan was the more important and represented a greater threat to the well-being of the people of the United States. I think that judgment, which I made in 2002, was correct. But today, the most important country in that part of the world is Pakistan. I chair a commission on weapons of mass destruction, and we concluded that of all the places on the planet, the one that is the most likely to be the transfer point for a weapon of mass destruction into the hands of a terrorist group, which would use it against the United States or some other Western country, is Pakistan. So the issue of Afghanistan, to me, today, is an annex issue to Pakistan. We need to have a stable Pakistan, one that can develop some institutions that will, among other things, allow the country to enhance the economic opportunities for its people, have a security system that will be able to handle in a way that the world has confidence in a very large nuclear arsenal, and to begin to tamp down some of the animosities between Pakistan and India. Afghanistan influences every one of those issues. To me, how that influence is to be expressed is the key to Obama's decision.
Do you think that Obama intends to remain in Afghanistan, considering his comments about President Hamid Karzai?
I think we're going to remain in Afghanistan. I don't believe any of the options are for total withdrawal from Afghanistan. We have approximately 65,000 troops in Afghanistan now. I don't think it's going to go any lower than that. The question is, will it be enlarged?